Welcome. Welcome to this quick little energy session on keeping your calm. With so many things happening in the world right now, with things happening in our lives, at the office, emotionally things can get a bit volatile. And when you make decisions and operate your life from that point of view of being on edge, you don't always make the best choices. Take it from one who has not made all the best choices. So this is going to be a session about keeping the calm. And we're going to be doing the same thing in differing ways, going deeper and deeper and deeper. The intent of me doing that is so that, okay, you're feeling agitated, you pop this on, great. And as soon as you don't feel that, as soon as you're back into that state of peace, or maybe that state of peace and grace, you don't have to go into the deeper techniques. So that's the whole gist of this. This is the purpose. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. I hope this helps you. It is hard to stay calm, centered, and grounded nowadays, isn't it? So the first way we're going to do this is just be in the center of the core of being. And we're going to command that all of our bodies immediately balance, align, center, and ground. That's it. So be in the center of the core of being. If you want to focus better, you can close your eyes and just repeat after me. I command that all of my bodies immediately balance, align, center, and ground. If that did it, great. If not, in the center of the core being right now, let us breathe in, ask for and breathe in, or I'm going to send it to you in a moment, divine peace, allowing it to come through me into the recording, and divine grace. And just breathe this in. Fill the center of the core being with it. Activate it. Energize it. Amplify it. And lock it in on your node. Allow it to permeate your entirety. That's all of your mortal bits and all of your immortal bits. And accept it as part of yourself. Sometimes this is enough. Eventually it gets to the point where this is enough. Because you're not your emotions. You're not your mind. You are consciousness. And just as the hermit crab goes around looking for a shell, climbs into the shell and lives there until that shell is no good for it anymore and then finds another, you're similar. You came into this body system, it's grown with you, and when you're no longer needing the body system, you'll get rid of it. That's the emotional body, mental body, physical body, causal body, etc., all of that. The entire body system goes away. And you are left as who you are, consciousness. So let's do a little bit deeper technique. We're going to call in the Ofanim, archangels, if you will. Raphael to the east, Michael to the south, Gabriel to the west, Uriel to the north, Orel above, Krael below, Yisharel in the center. To come forth now and create safe, sacred space with you, orienting the cube of space in absolute perfection. And while we're here, I like to ask that all the sacred places, spaces, and objects within our homes be purified, and that we have towers of divine hope around our abodes, not just for us and the people living in that house or apartment, but for anyone who chooses to tap into it on any level. And there are people who tap into these towers and they're not even aware that they have, other than the effects. So we're going to refurbish, renew, refresh these towers if you've already done it, or create it now if you haven't. Adding in additional divine energies, additional Shakti, that would benefit those who tap into the tower on any level. And each tower is going to have different energies because there's different people tapping in. Good. Amen, amen, and amen, 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 and amen. Amen comes from the word, from the words in Hebrew, ani ma'amin, and it means I believe. So when you go amen, amen, and amen, 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 and amen, and you're making that seal of Solomon in this sacred geometry, whether you do it or not, it forms in the center of the core being. Good. You're sealing it with your belief. So we'll seal it again. Thank you so much, beloved Ofanim, beloved archangels. Amen. And we put that little dot in the center. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. I don't know, it's spa'ot. Melo koha aris kvodo. Melo koha aris niflotav. Yehi devar ha Elohim molech elyon. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. God who fills everything with honor and glory. God's honor and God's glory. God who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. So now let's be in the center of the core of being. Have the thought to activate the base chakra. That's the one that's below the feet, not on the physical body. Choose to be deep within the I Am presence. And let's receive three relaxed breaths. Choose to be back in the center of the core being. And we want to activate, means turn on. We want to energize the energies that we've brought back, means kicking it into the higher state. Sort of like when you superheat steam, if you remember your physics and chemistry from a long time ago. We're going to amplify this energy, like turning up the volume on a stereo. That's all to make it more useful. And we anchor it on our node, so it's available to us. These are the energies you just brought back from the I Am presence, from God. So we're going to allow these energies to permeate our entirety, just like water in a sponge, everywhere inside. And we're going to accept it. It was given to us for a reason. And we don't all come back with the same energies all the time. So now we're going to, at our node, in the center of the core being, we're going to allow divine white gold to form. And we're going to let that bubble of divine white gold expand, clearing our fields until it sits on our perimeter. And each person is about 55 feet in diameter, like a sphere, but it's not a sphere. Close enough. 16.7 meters. Huge. It's like a five-story building. And now we're going to have the thought to cut the cords. So now, we've set safe, sacred space. We've oriented ourselves within that space. We've called upon archangels for assistance. A bit stronger than last time. So let's call in divine peace and divine grace again and fill the center of the core being with divine peace and divine grace. So we want to activate, energize, amplify, and anchor it on our node. Allow it to permeate yourself. Allow it to affect change. And give it the job of helping you become calm and stay calm and maintain the calm. And accept that. So this way of doing it is a little bit stronger than that first way. And maybe this helped. We're done. Maybe it didn't. Maybe something is just so emotionally tied in there. Or somebody has been so abusive to you, it's just rattling through your system. And you need a little bit more than just that. Not a problem. I'd like you to sit back. Try and relax your physicality. Relax your ascension body. That's the one all the way out at the 55 feet, the 16.7 meters. In diameter, so let's half of that out. Let's relax the radiant body. Let's relax the light body. Let's relax the awakened body. Let's relax the etheric body. Let's relax the astral body. Let's relax the causal body. Let's relax the mental body. Let's relax the emotional body. Let's relax the physical body. Let's relax the electromagnetic body. Now just allow these energies in. For I'm going to allow a process to occur through me for you. So just allow these energies in and to do as they've been invited to do. Help you achieve a state of calmness and help you maintain that calmness. So just breathe, just relax. And know that everything is in absolute perfection. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God, so very much. Amen. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Aranon spa'ot. Yehi devar ha'elohim olech elyon. Let God's word reign supreme. And thank you. Thank you so much. And this is our 100th video here of all these different energy sessions. I hope you're enjoying them. And if you are, please go to our website or use the link below to donate if you are capable of doing that without going into debt. And that would be a wonderful thing because we have to keep the website going. Got to keep the work going. There's more to come. There's more and more to come. So thank you. And again, as always, if you have any questions or anything you'd like to say, please make comments below. Thank you so much. God bless.